I once heard a cynical phrase, "Don't do evil to people. Evil always comes back to you. Do only good to people. Good never comes back to you." When ancient Israel was under the rule of Rome, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai once heard how a Jew was praising the conquerors. "They gave us the latest technology to use in our work, and they built roads for us." The rabbi replied, "They gave us the technology for our work because they take away what we produce. They built these roads so it will be easier for them to take away what we produce. Their kindness is self-serving." This statement almost costed Rabbi Shimon his life. He was forced into hiding from the authorities for many years. But were his words offensive or even controversial? People often confuse kindness with altruism. We constantly do good deeds motivated by various different considerations, often very selfish ones. If I'm helping a neighbor, thinking that someday I might need a favor from him, I'm being kind to him, but my kindness is based on my own self-interests. When I help a person because, at least in part, I want him to think of me as a kind man, this is also done for my benefit. I'm deriving a benefit from my kindness. If I give money to a beggar, most often I do it in order to pacify my feelings of pity towards him. I do it for the sake of my own emotional state. People even commit heroic acts in order to maintain their own self-image. They say, "I would not be able to look at myself in the mirror if I would have not done this." That means they are doing it for themselves. A person can lead an honest lifestyle because he wants the society that he is a part of to be honest. He's being honest for his own benefit. A person can do good in hope that this good will return someday to him. A person can do good because he believes that his soul will be rewarded in the world to come. These are all selfish motives. But the world is built in such a way that people can do wonderful things for egotistic reasons. Why would people have any considerations other than self-interest? So is there such a thing as real altruism? Outside of religion, the answer is no. The Torah introduces a new concept. It says that I should do certain things not because it is practically or emotionally beneficial to me. I should do certain things not because I will gain something from it in this world or in the world to come. I should do it because the one who placed me into this world wants me to do it. Because this is what I was created for. In other words, I should do it because this is the right thing to do. From here comes the concept of morality. Morality requires people to behave a certain way simply because this is the right thing to do. Morality is a purely religious concept. Therefore, those who do not recognize religion had to invent the idea of a social contract. That is, do good so the society around you will be good. Social contract is a selfish consideration. This is not based on altruism. In a statement that the Romans found offensive, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was simply declaring the obvious truth. Without a belief in one God who tells you how you should act simply because this is the right thing to do, there can be no altruism.